Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Is 1/3 of a life. The Sleep Time Podcast. Or when you're so wrapped up in all of life's little problems that you simply can't unwind. This is the companion that will talk you to sleep. This podcast to help those who cannot unwind, relax, let go and fall asleep. And so if you enjoy it, I humbly ask that you consider becoming a patron of ours at patreon.com/1/3of life podcast. Listening to right now is titled Ever Mindful by Kevin MacLeod. Remember that sleep is a natural part of life. Never something that we must force to happen. Simply something we allow to happen. So listen on and sleep well. Tonight, we will be continuing our series on Celtic mythology by reading through the Wikipedia article on the Morrigan. The Morrigan is often considered a triple goddess. this triple nature is ambiguous and inconsistent. These triple appearances are partially due to the Celtic significance of threeness. Sometimes she appears as one of three sisters, the daughters of Ernmas, Morrigan, Bav, and Maka. Sometimes the Trinity consists of Bav, Macha, and Anand, collectively known as the Morrigna. Occasionally, Namain or Fi appear in the various combinations. The Morrigan can also appear alone, and her name is sometimes used interchangeably with Bav. Thank you. often she did this by appearing as a crow flying overhead, and would either inspire fear or courage in the hearts of the warriors. In some cases, she is written to have appeared in visions to those who are destined to die in battle by washing their bloody armor. In this specific role, she is also given the role of foretelling imminent death, with a particular emphasis on the individual. There are also a few rare accounts where she would join in the battle itself as a warrior and show her favoritism in a more direct manner. Associated with the land and animals, particularly livestock. Murray Herbert argues that war per se is not a primary aspect of the role of the goddess. Herbert suggests that her activities have a tutelary character. She oversees the land, its stock, and its society. shifting is an expression of her affinity with the whole living universe. Patricia Lessard notes that Cathmage Druid depicts the Morrigan as a protectress of her people's interests, and it associates her with both war and fertility. also been suggested that she was closely linked to the Fianna, and that these groups may have been in some way dedicated to her. These were bands of youthful warrior hunters living on the borders of civilized society and indulging in lawless activities for a time before inheriting property and taking their places as members of settled, landed communities. If true, her worship may have resembled that of Perkta groups in Germanic areas. A burnt mound site in County Tipperary known as the Fleacht na Mórghna, or cooking pit of the Morrigan. The Fleacht sites are found in wild areas and usually associated with outsiders such as the Fianna, as well as with the hunting of deer. Suggest to some a role as a tutelary goddess, comparable to Anu, who has her own hills, Dakik Anan, or the breasts of Anu. goddesses known to have similar hills are Aim and Grian of County Limerick, who, in addition to a tutelary function, also have solar attributes. Some modern authors of fiction to link Morgan Le Fay with the Morrigan. Morgan first appears in Geoffrey of Monmouth's Vita Merlini, or The Life of Merlin. In these Arthurian legends, such as Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, Morgan is portrayed as an evil hag whose actions set into motion a bloody trail of events that lead the hero into numerous instances of danger. Morgan is also depicted as a seductress, much like the older legends of the goddess, and has numerous sexual encounters with Merlin. Her own purposes, allowing those actions to play out over time to either the benefit or the detriment of other characters. Part of life, and not something that must be forced to happen, merely something we allow to happen. So listen on and sleep well as I wish you only the sweetest of dreams.
A That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.